Hey, Gilda, ¿cómo están? Welcome back. I know, and I feel like...
It's been forever.
I know, I feel like this is becoming our intro, but honestly, Judith doesn't have any time to record.
No es cierto. If you were to live with Luis, he's literally on my ass all the time, but it's not because I don't have tiempo. It's because you literally... He's like... He sees me do something when I'm busy, and he's like, can we record? And I'm like, dude, I'm busy.
That's why I ask you.
Well, no,
give me some time. Give me a time.
But then if it were the other way around and I were to ask him, he'd be like, I can't because I would do this.
All right, cool. On the record, since we have and we are recording, give me a time and date. A ver.
We can do it.
Uh-huh. We're all listening. Go ahead.
We can do it on Fridays.
Fridays? Okay. I'm writing it down and it's obviously being recorded.
Fridays in the morning.
What time in the morning?
Like 10 a.m.
Okay. 10 a.m. And here's what we're going to do. And this is exactly what I wanted. I wanted to put you on the spot to make sure because we are supposed to record every week. So Fridays at 10 a.m. as Judith just explained and told us. And what I'm going to do is next Friday at 10 a.m., you all better watch my TikTok live because if she's not sitting at the table ready to record, I will walk into your room and see and like record live.
But also we should talk about when are you going to put this live because tú también, you're like, I'm busy. I can't edit. I can't do this.
Yeah, so, because, okay.
Okay, so then you should put a time too. When are you going to edit?
Okay, when we record on Friday, by Monday. We will have an episode.
So now our new episodes will be launched Mondays, okay?
Mondays,
and
Tuesdays.
If they're not, and no.
Okay, Mondays.
Okay,
Mondays, yes.
Okay, bitch. So if you're listening and they're not aired on Mondays, come at him.
Accountability.
Yeah, go kick his ass.
Okay.
Because I'm tired of his shit. You want to come at me, boo? Let me fucking hit you right back.
No, I'm not coming for you.
You are.
Anyways. Okay, so what have you been up to? Because it's been now 2 weeks. Tell me. I'm sure you have a lot to share.
Well, let's see. Where should I start? I'm trying to be very PG-13 because since you fucking put us all on blast, everybody fucking, I don't want people to know my business, you know? But everything's been going good. I think it's just the whole year's been going by super fast. No? Like, I feel like there's always something to do and you're just like, fuck, like... And also the summer, and a lot of shit happens during the summer, but everything's good.
So, yeah, you just told us a whole lot of nothing.
Well, it's because, honestly, like...
Like, how's work? Well, I know you guys are having a grand opening.
Yeah, work is busy, so this is, like, my first, like, official in the field... I'm not gonna say where I work at, but it's like busy, right? And so it feels a lot like we're all learning at work, and it's a lot of like trial and error, but it feels like it's a lot of like, okay, you guys, we have this event, go do it. And I'm just like, fuck, I've been there for like 7-8 months now, and I don't know what I'm doing. So a lot of it is like learn as you go. Short story long, I had an event on Thursday, like a thing that we had to put together, and I did not know how to, like, I was like, how do we do it? Like, how does this happen? And basically, I just had to fucking, like, pull some shit off my ass, and I made it work. So a lot of it is, like, learning as you go, which is the frustrating part, but it's also, like, the fun part because you do learn, and then you learn for the next time, and so now I feel more confident for when we have these events. Like, I know what I'm doing. And also, yeah, we are having a grand opening, but again, I don't want to say where I work. So so that's that. Work has been a little overwhelming, but also overwhelming in a good way.
Which I think is great because this is like the first time you actually work at a corporate setting. So that experience has to be completely different from like your previous jobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like 100,000% for sure. Because, I mean, I've always worked with kids, but before I was a preschool teacher and a ABA therapist. And that's like different than here. This is all like... You do this by the book, by this, you know, I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
I'm sure there's a lot of red tape to go through to try to do the least. So, okay, cool.
But in other words, yeah. I'm excited because I do work in our community. Kids that were me, you know, that like we grew up the same and, you know, it's pretty cool to work with youth that live and grow up in your community, because I think that's very important that they have an advocate that knows
exactly
what they're doing and that they can rely on and have things in common with. So I think that's very important.
Can we share how we're going to go to La Marcha del Orgullo?
Oh my God. Hotivities. Well, maybe not for me, but maybe for
I don't know. Maybe you find some lesbian to fucking, you know.
No, I'm so excited. I am so fucking excited. Like, I put this in my at work, like, maybe a month ago, where I was like, I need to fucking have these days off. And I have them, and I'm so excited. I'm mainly excited because, again, I don't know if I said this the last episode, but I'm excited to be able to share this experience with Luis. And I just think that, especially in Mexico, where he is from, it's going to be special. And I think that, I mean, we all know, I mean, he knows that we're very supportive of him. And I mean, I'm sure you know that, right? But
no,
but I think that like doing this with your sibling, and we're also trying to convince our other sibling to go with us, is going to be that much more important and exciting for Luis, because Luis is from Mexico. Luis grew up, you know, a little bit in Mexico. And I feel like to be able to go back to where you were born and where you're from, and to feel accepted and to feel like, oh my God, I am no longer in the closet. I can express how I feel. My family accepts me. I am where I need to be, is like probably super fucking empowering for him and important for him. But I think for us, it's important to be there with him and support him and live through experiences like this together, because en primera, like, you're not gonna get that time back, and segunda, like, if you have your family members with you, and you know, if you have a gay sibling or a lesbian sibling, is that how you say? Yeah, no?
Just yeah. Gay, lesbian, queer.
Like, enjoy times with them, you know? Take them out. Enjoy, I don't know, just
go to where they would hang
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Like, I remember that one time Rick and Karina and you and I went to Tempo. And it was a shock. It was a culture shock for all of you, because había muchos vaqueros. And or did you go that time or no?
I did, but I feel like it wasn't like a huge... So let me say, it wasn't a huge culture shock for me, because desde los 18 años, yo, and you can tell my girlfriends this, we would always fucking pasarnos en Velvet. One, because it was the only bar that allowed 18 plus on like Thursdays or Fridays or something uh-huh. like that. And so we were like, oh my God, let's just get the fuck in somewhere. And Velvet opened the doors to us. But no, and even like Bravo nightclub in Anaheim, that, oh my God, it's the funnest fucking place. So I don't think it was that much of a culture shock for me, but I know for Ricardo and our sister-in-law was, because obviously they're like opening up to different things or whatever. And maybe it wasn't like too much of a culture shock for our sister-in-law, but for our brother, I know for sure it was, because he's very like, he's not like closed-minded, but it takes him a little while.
It takes him a while to assimilate. Yeah.
So we're trying to convince him to go to La Marcha. I don't think it's much about like convincing, because he wants to go with us. I think he just needs to get the days off and kind of schedule his
business around it. But yeah, but so we're super excited. I know that we mentioned it, but we already have an Airbnb. We already know where we're gonna stay, and things are just kind of slowly but surely growing. Like, ya tenemos a 15 personas para una trajinera. We're now filling the next one. And somebody, I didn't want to spoil this, but somebody just reached out and they might be joining, and they will be coming in with a camera crew. So I cannot wait for that.
So if y'all see me in the TV, well, this is probably going to be the first time y'all ever see me, because I've heard Luis always say like, oh my God, I go out and they always ask for you. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, because why wouldn't they want to fucking meet me? They only want to know who I am.
Yeah, because they want to meet the annoying one.
I'm super excited.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, I am super fucking excited. Also because I feel like I'm going to try to also take a day and spend it with my grandmother. Another thing that me and Luis spoke about, which is another different story. But I'm like, como, we're going to be in her backyard, right? And to me, I don't have a close relationship with my grandmother. But to me, it's more of like, well, that's the mother of my mom. And thanks to her, obviously, we have our mom. To spend the day with her, even if we don't talk about jack shit, but I just want to be able to experience, like, oh, my grandma, even though it might not be like that, because the last time I went, it wasn't like that. But I think that at the end of the day, I mean, we are going to be, like, right next door to her, so why not?
Yeah, that is a whole nother tema that maybe we should talk upon in the next future episodes. But anyways, that's kind of like the update. I also have updates. Thank you for asking.
Well, hold on, Luis.
Mientras estás rascando la pinche panza. Literal, y'all. Literal.
It's because, like, my herida...
From 2 years ago?
Well, sometimes it gets itchy, stupid hoe. No, it sometimes gets itchy. I don't know if it happens to y'all. No gallbladder people, but your herida sometimes itches, no? Or is it just me that's fucking...
It's just your nastiness.
No me baño bien.
So anyways, I wanted to touch up on how in the last episode we talked about the 99 cent store and how I threw shade y todo ese rollo. Well, they did email me and I did have a Zoom call with the lovely, ¿cómo se llama? Social media marketing woman that's there, and she was really cool. And it turns out that they are interested in working with me. So they're just trying to see what new products are coming in that best fit with what I do, the DIY. And there looks like there might be a potential collaboration there. And also, she even went a step further because I told her about Globitos. And I was like, we have this brand, que se llama Globitos, between my really good friend Donna and me. And she's like, oh my God, let me give you the buyer's number and information that buys everything, anything, party supplies. And I was like, oh my God, great. And so I went to the 99 cent store headquarters, and oh my God, I cannot wait to share that experience. I'm going to share that through TikTok, and then we'll come back here and talk about it. But I think it was such a great and funny experience. It literally felt like I was in an episode of like The Office or some
Shark Tank
or no, like The Office or like something crazy. Like, and I'll just explain that on TikTok. Just wait for that TikTok because I really want to show it there with imagery because clearly, you know, I did take some video, like a lot of video. So anyways, that's what's been going on with the 99 cent store. And I feel like that could be a full circle moment because maybe you don't remember this, but when we were growing up here in the United States, my mom would always go to the 99 cent stores to buy desde jabón, shampoo, a lot of things because that's all we could afford, right? And that was like the place where you would go. So I think it could be a full circle moment.
I love those full circle moments.
Yeah,
When you realize, like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, I. You know what would be an amazing full circle moment for me is doing some sort of collaboration with Pollo Loco. That would be an ultimate collaboration because my father used to work in that place where he worked for 35 plus years. There was a Pollo Loco right in front of it. And so when he had to work on the weekends and we couldn't afford to go out to nice places on the weekends or whatever, my dad would still want us to go out. So he would say, vénganse en el autobús, and then we'll meet up for lunch. So we would meet up for lunch in front of the Pollo Loco, and that was like our outing. And that also became like our restaurant to go to. Like that was our nice place to go to on the weekends. That. And so it would be such a great full moment collaboration with El Pollo Loco. And even now with like, and I'm putting this out in the universe. Universe, escúchame. Even now that my dad does the DIYs with me, I would love to do a collaboration where he comes out in the video and we reminisce on like this Pollo Loco experience where he would take us there as a little kid. And I would love to take him now as an adult, me as an adult and him as an older person, but like a paid something with El Pollo Loco.
A fucking commercial. Aww.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But getting teary eyed right now. Oh.
Pollo Loco, if you're listening or somebody that knows somebody at Pollo Loco, please send this to them. This would be an amazing moment because it's not acted, it's not, you know, made up. It really is a full circle moment. So speaking of full circle moments and being able to do that with my dad, I was actually invited to an event by Gon's Decorations in Whittier. I've never been to this store. This store is like, first of all, I had never even heard of it. Apparently, by somehow, they contacted me and they were like, we would like to invite you to an event that's happening where we're bringing in artesanos from Oaxaca. They brought Maria y Jacobo de los Alebrijes in Oaxaca. They brought them. I've been to their talleres and to their place in Oaxaca several times, but I've never been there when they've been there. So I've never gotten to meet them in person. So I finally got to meet them. And let me just say that these people are a wealth of knowledge, information, and creativity. They are beyond. Y también había otros artesanos oaxaqueños. Había un artesano, creo que de Michoacán, que estaba esculpiendo molcajetes. And they also had local vendors también. Wait, I walked into that store and it was like an IKEA for a Latino household. They had so much in there. There were so many rooms. Each room had more and more and more. Like literally you could find textiles, you could find pillows, vajillas, muebles, sinks, everything and anything you could think of for your house was in there, but it was all obviamente Latino. So I had a blast. They gave me two passes for me and my dad. And so I took my dad, and literally four people recognized us, and they were like, oh my God, you guys are, tú eres el del DIY. Oh my God, el papiringo. And when I saw his face light up of like, oh, you know, like.
That's me.
Literal, the next day, he was like, vamos al swap meet, vamos al swap meet. I'm sure he wanted to record content, which we did, because we're going to be working on a project soon that we'll release on TikTok. But that place was amazing. So if you're in LA, if you're listening to us and you're in LA, please go visit them. It is a beautiful store. They have so much to offer and the prices are fairly good. So definitely stop by. It was a great experience. Gon's Decorations in Whittier. And speaking of recognizing, remember how we went through the, ¿cómo se llama? Through the, ¿cómo se dice? The metrics of our podcast, and we saw like quien nos escucha y la chingada. Well, I found one of our listeners in the UK. So, esta chava yo la sigo porque cuando me salió en Facebook, I was like, holy shit, this girl speaks obviously inglés británico without an accent, but she speaks Spanish con acento de México, de la Ciudad de México, como cuando tú y yo lo hablamos. And so it was so, ¿cómo se dice? It was just so interesting to hear her speak. And one day she sends me a text porque quedamos de hacer un en vivo la fregada, but I didn't know that she listened to the podcast. And she was like, oh my God, I just listened to your latest episode. You and your sister are hilarious. I love listening to it. But let us present how she sounds. You're going to trip. Watch. Digo, listen, not watch. Listen.
Wait.
I seem to have shocked a lot of people here. Perdóname. So we're still there, British Mexicans that you've never seen them. Sí existimos. O sea, no somos muchos, but there are a few of them. Say, for instance, in my hometown growing up, I'm from a small city in England. And growing up, había como otros siete. Yeah, siete más mexicanos ingleses, and we were all like the same age, but the only difference was that I could speak Spanish and they couldn't, or intentaron hablar español. Obviamente sus papás hablaron con ellos en español, pues mayoría del tiempo eran sus mamás that would speak to them in Spanish, and then they just would not have the accent. I don't even know why. I don't really can't pinpoint why, but yeah, they just don't have the Mexican accent. They sound really like English when they talk. Por cierto, hice mis exámenes español con una de las chicas y ella no pasó, pero yo sí. But I mean, like, everyone at their own pace.
So this girl, when she speaks English, has a heavy British accent. And I think that that's what's been causing a lot of reaction on TikTok, the fact that when she speaks Spanish, she literally sounds like a chava that lives in Condesa or Roma, and then she speaks English and she just has a British accent. So, Kimmy, saludos hasta Britain.
British.
Como hablaría? Oh,
coffee. That's like Jersey.
Yeah.
Coffee. Yeah. Estamos bien pendejos, we don't know.
But anyways, saludos, güey. Thank you so much for listening to the episode and or to our podcast. We really, really appreciate it. Saludos hasta el otro lado del charco, güey.
Del río.
And I also wanted to talk about one
of
the
videos. Dad, you just want to fucking talk about it.
Well, what are you going to talk about, girl? A ver.
I'm just kidding.
A ver, bring up some topics. I think we're going to go at it. Shit.
Oh my God.
I do want to talk about the video that I posted about my finding the Anfora plates and El Swap Meet.
Oh, here we go. Let me tell you all. Y'all came after him and his fucking cachets were just inflating. Until he was like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. People are fucking hating on me. And I'm like, bro, it's because I've been waiting.
So we went to the Swami like we usually do on the weekends. And it was, I just want to say that it was around 11:40 when we got to the puesto where I found the plates. And obviamente ya había gente, porque tú sabes que para las 11:40 ya fue un chingo de gente.
And people already left.
Exactly.
It's like three shifts. The morning people that get there at fucking 7 a.m. and leave by 9. And then the second shift starts at like people who get there at like 10 and leave at 12. And then usually who fucking go from 1 to 3. And So
there was an opportunity for a lot of people to have taken these plates. So when I get to the puesto, I'm looking and then I see them and I'm like, holy shit, these look like Anfora plates. For those of you that don't know, Anfora is one of the best companies in Mexico that's been around, I want to say, for over 100 years. I have to research that. Don't quote me on that. But they've been around for ages.
Don't come at him.
And it's an expensive brand. Like really nice restaurants have these or households that have money. Una que tienen dinero and that they're well and that they appreciate the art, right? Entonces, yo descubrí esta marca ya de adulto going to fancier places. I went from eating elotes en el Zócalo and tacos de canasta, which I still love, obviamente. But then as I started exploring more and more of the city, I started going into restaurants that were a little bit pricier. And I started seeing these plates that I was like, oh, wow, qué bonitos platos. And so somebody once was like, estos platos son de una compañía que se llama Anfora. And I started researching and I was like, holy shit, están hermosos. So right before the pandemic, I had saved enough money because these plates are expensive. I had saved enough money to be able to go purchase some. So I went to the Anfora outlet, which is in La Ciudad de Mexico, who somebody told me about because it doesn't even say Anfora outside. If you were to go to this place, you swear que ahí raptan a la gente. Like, ahí es donde secuestran a la gente y los mantienen. Entonces, me llevó un amigo and I was like, are you sure we're at the right place? And he's like, yeah. And they even take you through the back. O sea, está muy pinche cañón. Entonces, I was picking plates, and then I was like, fuck, I really want to take all of these, pero los tengo que empacar en una caja. I have to check them in, and what if they get home and they're broken? I'm going to be so pissed. And then the lady that was helping us out was like, ay, pues mira, tenemos the Anfora Picnic Collection, which are similar plates, pero están hechos de melanin, which basically is a plastic. Melanin? No se dice melanin. Es otra palabra. Melanin?
I'm like, melatonin?
Yeah, no. Pero no se rompen. And so I went and I saw them and I was like, oh my God, perfect. So I got 8 platos grandes, 8 chiquitos, 8 de sopa, 8 de no sé qué. And I brought them back. And I also bought the Anfora Molcajetes, which if you don't know, look up Anfora Molcajetes. They're just beautiful. And I bought 3. And those were the only 3 pieces that I bought that could actually break. So I brought those in the plane. So for all of that, pagué como casi $400. And this was at the outlet. They were discounted. So you can imagine how much like an actual ceramic plate set would cost. So when I flip that plate over and I see ánfora, hecho a mano in Mexico, I was like, holy shit. So I asked the lady, ¿cuánto cuestan? And she was like, $2 los platos grandes, $1 los chiquitos, $1 las tazas, y estos otros cuestan $5 cada uno. And I was like, oh my God, literally my heart raced. I was like, I just struck gold. Like when you struck gold, that's how I probably felt. And then I was like, okay, me los llevo todos. Y empezamos a contar because I had not counted the pieces. El puesto estaba lleno de gente. Y yo en mi desespero, I was like, nada más me voy a llevar todos estos, 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 estos. And then we started counting to see the price. Y literal, eran 8 piezas de cada una de las piezas que estaban ahí. And I was like, holy shit, if this isn't meant to be, I don't know what is, right? Because nosotros somos 8. So los pagué, fueron $65. And then she's like, si quieres se los envolvemos y después viene por ellos. Y le dije, perfecto, okay. So then that evening, I posted that video. But I think my wording must have been a little bit wrong because I said, story time of how I made over $700 in seconds. And no, I didn't make $700 because I didn't sell them, nor do I plan on selling them. Pero I felt like I made $700 because I didn't have to pay full price. Well, that was enough to get so many people pissed on TikTok and basically saying that I took advantage of this lady, one. Two, that I should be uplifting my community, not ripping them off. And three, like, why wouldn't I share with this person, you know, the fact that these are expensive plates? So when I get home, I start adding up the plates. I start going on their website to see how much they cost. Y sí, efectivamente, it was well over $700 worth of plates. And that I got for $65. So I could not believe the outrage that happened. And obviamente, I'm not going to lie, I'm human. Sí me agüito, and at some point I was like, I should take this down. But then in my head, I was thinking also, here comes the whole no sentirte merecedor part, right? Because other people came to my defense and were like, why is it his job to tell this lady how to do her job? Like, she's in that business of resale. And I even asked her, I was like, how did you come across these plates? And she said, nosotros compramos pacas y las revendemos. So that was one. And then some other girl was like, or woman was like, she's a poor lady. Why are you ripping her off? And in my head, I was thinking, estás bien pendeja. Because why would you assume she's poor? Is it because she's Latina?
Or selling at swap meet?
Or selling at the swap meet? Like, do you know how much money is to be made at the swap meet? Like, there's over 10,000 people that show up at the swap meet. Judith and I always go with a $20 budget. If everybody that went only had a $20 budget, that's $200,000 that gets invested. But people spend more than that sometimes, yeah. Because we've spent more than that sometimes. I literally spent $65 on a vajilla, right? So in my head, I'm thinking, like, you're fucked up for saying que es pobre just because she's Latina, one. And two, like, she's there every weekend.
Yeah.
You'd think that if she wasn't making money and she was...
why would she continue to go?
Exactly. Living under the poverty level, she would continue to waste her time there.
Yeah.
Like, we cannot assume those things.
Yeah. And I mean, just, I think in general, like, social media is just so fucking annoying where everyone's going to come at you no matter what. So you live your life the way you do, they're still going to come at you. If you change it, they're still going to come at you. But, like, why would you change who you are? Like, why would you even let it affect you that much, you know? At the end of the day, it's just social media.
100%. And it was bumming me. But then I was like, ¿sabes qué? No, because half of these people don't even know who I am, what I've done for my community, the things that I've accomplished. And so I cannot let all of those years of accomplishments be diminished by somebody who doesn't even have a picture of themselves. Somebody who doesn't even have a picture of themselves on their profile and doesn't even have but one video on their perfil. But what I did want to say was this, like, yes, it's not my job to tell people how to do their job, one. Two, okay, let's just say that I will go and train this person. Then who the fuck is going to pay me for my time? Because if I know about these plates, listen, I know that if my dad would have gone, he wouldn't even pick up those plates because he doesn't know about them, nor does he care. Just like all of the other people that came before me into that puesto before 11:40, which was the time that we got there. So if it's now my job to tell this woman or this business owner how to look up these items and how to see if they're expensive or not, to base that on like her pricing, then ¿quién me va a pagar a mí por ese tiempo? ¿Quién me va a pagar a mí o reembolsarme todas esas cenas caras que fui a pagar, todos mis boletos para ir a México? Like, who's gonna pay me for that? Why are we expected to do so much for somebody else? Then who's gonna do that for us? And I think that that's one of the biggest issues that I have, that I don't know how to worth my value or the value that I bring to the table. And we actually just had this conversation earlier today during breakfast with mom and dad, where we were literally saying that my brother has gotten his business to where he can get it. He now needs to hire people. Pero, and Rick, we're not trying to comfort you, but it's the reality. Like, he doesn't want to hire people. So guess what? His business se va a quedar estancada. You know, so you need to hire a team. You need to bring people on board. You need to do those kind of things. And I know that maybe somebody listening might say, well, but she's a small business. Well, but does she want to stay small for the rest of her life? Like, she has a really great potential because this lady, I don't know where she gets her items from, but wherever she gets them from and she buys in bulk, le están vendiendo cosas chingonas. Now, we went to the Swami yesterday, Saturday, and I went into a puesto and literally these two gentlemen were saying, everything is a dollar a piece, a dollar a piece. But they were gringos. So I bet if I were to post that video of them saying a dollar,
no one would say shit.
No one would say shit, right? And then two, I actually did find a tea set that had 8 pieces also. And I turned it around and it said something, something, something Japan, but King House, no sé qué. It looked expensive. So I went and I Googled it really quick. And cada plato del tea set costaba $15 y the actual teacup costaba 18. So I didn't take it because it wasn't my style, but I'm sure somebody would have liked that. But again, was it my job to tell, hey, you guys, look, I just Googled. Because I know how to use Google and I know the tools that they have. And so that took me some time to learn and to sit there on the computer y picarle los botones. But nobody me va a regresar ese tiempo. And I'm just not going to charge for that. But these plates are worth $15 each, which you're selling for a dollar. Like, come on. Cada quien siento yo que tiene que hacer su own research. And yeah, so anyways.
And just fucking enjoy the simple things in life. Like, why you gotta be a hater for?
Pero bueno, I think that a lot of people also came to my defense and they understood, which I appreciate. Pero pues bueno, that's what's been going on. And it's been raining here in Southern California. So I haven't...
Ay, güey, nada más un día.
Dos días. And I
it's
haven't
been
done...
fucking... It's a storm.
And I haven't done my, I haven't painted the picnic table. I haven't done the chairs. Pero hoy me las voy a ingeniar para hacerlo because next weekend quiero estrenarlo because we want to do a carne asada for Mother's Day.
And I'm going to go to the club right now.
Yeah, Pedita's going to go day drink.
I'm going to go and day guess, drink. No,
guess
no.
Guess where, you guys? Guess where? Oh, shocker. El no, Indio. No. She's going to go to downtown Santa Ana to El Indio. Mira, ya she's salivating.
No, I'm not. Se está tocando la caguama.
Ask her where she was yesterday.
I was
downtown Santa Ana.
I wasn't.
Ask her where she was on Friday. Oh, shocker. Downtown Santa Ana.
You're such a bitch. I was not in downtown Santa Ana yesterday.
Oh, really? Because I saw your videos.
No, I wasn't there yesterday.
I saw your videos on your Instagram.
Anyways, I was not fucking
there. And I recognized that brick wall.
It's not even brick.
Exactly.
I would know, bitch. But yeah.
So what is your handle? Do you know it? Do you finally know it?
Luis is good.
What's your handle?
It's literally Judith Aguilar, but instead of the A's, it's 2 V's. Like, how? Like, if you cannot remember that, then I don't know what to tell you. You're dumb. Because it's literally just Judith Aguilar with 2 V's.
2 V's?
V's. Anyways, yeah, that's kind of it. I need to go get ready because I haven't been out. I was just telling you
since yesterday.
We shut
up. Since a couple of hours ago.
I haven't gone out. This weekend was the first weekend that I went out, and like, you know this.
Which actually, you didn't even come home to sleep.
Oh my God. Well, that's my business, boo. Why you gotta air it out like that? Anyways, what was I saying?
Exactly.
No, I haven't drank in like maybe 2 months already. And this weekend that I went out, I had like 3 drinks. And I was just, dude, the next day, me desperté con una pinche dolor de cabeza. Like, I was dying. I was just like, oh my God, this sucks, man. This fucking sucks. But here I am again, gonna go do it tonight. But anyways.
So please write us a review. Give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, because we know that's where you're listening. And share with your friends and family. Let us know what topics you'd like us to cover. I think next week we're going to talk probably about sex.
We are?
Yeah, because clearly you're over there at Planned Parenthood fucking every other weekend.
Luis, it's a pinche culero. People who are listening are going to think that I am the biggest hoe.
But it doesn't matter. I know. Who cares?
I know. But I'm like, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being a hoe. There's nothing wrong with being
porque
a hoe.
Porque la que no es puta no disfruta.
Exactly. But people are going to be like, wait, no mames. Who like?
But we both are. So.
But we're not. More you than me. I was in lockdown for 2 whole months this week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I was in love. For 2 whole months.
No, nobody falls in love over here.
We do want to talk about
sex. We're cold-hearted.
We're cold-hearted assholes.
We don't even have hearts.
Because whenever we talk about this with friends, everybody's always shocked that, like, that we have such an open relationship of, like, not an open relationship, but like an open... Well, sí. O sea, sí. Yo sí. Pero that we have such an open dynamic of communicating this. Like,
even
we
talk our parents about, yeah. Know. Well, okay, first of all, this weekend, okay, yeah, I didn't come home on Saturday.
Yeah, miss.
But.
Did I lie? Did I lie?
But literally, our whole family said, nos echamos de cabeza, because we're having fucking breakfast. And then they're like asking me where I went, and I'm telling them, right? But then at some point, my mom's like, ¿Y te fuiste sola? Like, did you leave the bar by yourself yesterday or last night? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, ¿entonces por qué me mandaste mensaje que te ibas a quedar con una amiga? And then Luis goes, And I'm just like, and my dad's sitting next to him and everybody's just kind of like, And I'm like, I fucking hate you guys. Like, let me fucking live my life, okay? I came home. That's all that matters. So just stop.
Anyways, so yeah, so we want to talk about this because we want to make sure that we at least bring
that
it
you're
to the table.
Out there being a hoe too.
That, hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with sex. There's nothing wrong with talking about this. There's nothing wrong with having an open communication. And we just want to let you know how our family dynamics work so that maybe it is, if it is something that you wanted to explore with your family, especially those of you that are listening and have young ones, creo que desde muy temprana edad se tiene que hablar de esto. Because listen, and this might sound fucked up, but let's just start thinking about next week's topic. Whenever I go to school districts, or whenever I drive through school districts that are predominantly Latinos, todos los niños y niñas salen con sus sudaderas, aunque esté at 100 degrees outside. And if you go to school districts that are not Latino, they're wearing their t-shirts because it's fucking hot and shorts. But I have a feeling that que nosotros como Latinos somos tan retacados, tan persinados y tan pinches that we don't show our children how to appreciate their bodies, give them autonomy, and make them feel comfortable.
Ay, me escupiste.
Perdón. So, and I think that that has to do with how you grow up and what you deem ho-ish or not. Así que start thinking about that. Start thinking about your own upbringings and correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know. Sorry, it's gonna start tumbling the loco with all this conversation.
With all the hotivity. You were like, oh my God, que no diga de esta vez. You were just like, fuck it.
No.
Don't worry. We'll talk about your shit next week. All right. Signing off. Muchísimas gracias. Thank
Thanks
you so much.
Thanks for listening.
And go ahead and follow me at Diagüe_DIGEY.
Bye. Ya les dije.
Okay. Pues bye.